In the late 1800s, a workman by the name of Frank Harris fell from the tower of the Brooklyn Bridge while working on its construction. He survived. And Dandy Johnny Dolan, a gang boss, was hanged in the Tombs for murder. These and other facts about the Gilded Age in New York City are the blocks upon which Elizabeth Gaffney has built a novel called Metropolis. Gaffney is an advisory editor of the Paris Review and has written many short pieces of fiction. Metropolis is her first novel. Elizabeth Gaffney is in our New York Bureau. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I'm probably doing the book a disservice by trying to summarize a little bit of it, but part of the plot of Metropolis is the story of a young German immigrant who adopts an Irish identity, Frank Harris, and a young Irish woman, Beatrice O'Gamna, an important member of one of the many gangs which operated in New York in the late 19th century. The genesis for your novel, was there one historic event that sort of sparked it?
Well, you've landed on two incidents which were seminal for me when I came across the story of that bridge worker. I had already written a fair amount of the book, but it reshaped the book and, in fact, renamed the character. I had to turn this German guy into Frank Harris because I was somehow so seduced by his story and his improbable survival. The other big framework that I set the book around had to do with the building of the infrastructure, in particular the bridge, but also the sewer system underneath the city. And believe it or not, I picked the time, that particular part of the Gilded Age, because I found out that New York started building a sewer system much belatedly after having brought water into the city from upstate in the 1840s and never having worried about drainage. And this problem, which was a health problem, an aesthetic problem, was appalling. The backed up cesspools and the rampant diseases, it seemed to kind of crystallize the growing pains of a city in its adolescence, not knowing how big its body was and systems having grown all out of order with one another. So the sewers were big.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the gang that predominates your novel. A gang, it was called the Y-O's, and the female counterpart of those were called the Y-Knots, and their leader was indeed Dandy Johnny Dolan. Tell us a little bit about the Y-O's. I mean, this is a gang that really existed.
The Y-O's did exist, and the reason I landed on the Y-O's as the gang was that I read enough about them to be fascinated. I knew a few stories about a few crimes and a few gangsters, but I couldn't find any really detailed histories. And that seemed perfect for a novelist. There was enough material to start with, and there was plenty of room to run with on my own imagination. The Y-Knots were a little bit of a different matter. I invented this girl gang on the basis of there being a tradition of girl gangs associated with New York crime gangs. There was a group called the 40 Thieves, and their affiliates were named the 40 Little Thieves. And since feminism and the role of women in society became a big issue for me in the book, I wanted there to be a girl gang associated with the YO, so I invented those.
They have an interesting form of communication, the members of this gang, which figures into the entire book. Can you describe it?
The name of the gang, the Y-O's, was said to be derived from a call that the gang members used to communicate during their jobs secretly. And that's all I know. Historical fact, at least as it exists in the record that I've been able to dig up, ends there. However, I loved that idea. A secret language among criminals, it seemed a little bit scary to me. It seemed terribly plausible. I tried to invent something that would also reflect the kind of sighs and murmurs and strange sounds that make a big metropolitan area like New York seem so alive. The city is not just what you see, the skyscrapers or the streetscapes, but it so much resides in the smells and, indeed, I think the sounds of the city, which have more content than we can ever quite unpack. What is that weird rumbling over a block down the way? Is it a truck or is something else going on? Is somebody building something? And for me, part of it was these gangsters passing strange noises back and forth between each other to send each other signals.
How difficult was it for you to embrace the novel form after so many years of writing shorter pieces?
Well, I think it was really a pleasure and not that difficult. It certainly took me a long time to get a novel that had any kind of wholeness and coherence. I wrote so much that I threw away, hundreds of pages and endless plot twists that had to be cast aside, or I decided to change everything. And that said, it was very natural to me. I love that sprawl. I think I have a productively messy, hopefully, mind. And I love following every tangent that occurs to me. And the novel form allowed me to do that in a way that a short story, which demands a kind of tailored precision, really doesn't. So I'm excited about working on novels now.
Elizabeth Gaffney's debut novel, Metropolis, is published by Random House, and she joined us from New York. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Leanne.